Welcome to the Closer and Closer podcast, a podcast about expanding your creative capacity. Each week, we interview inspiring creatives to help you grow your freelance career. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Closer and Closer podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Andrea Mejia-Madriz, and I'm a part of the artist marketing and partnerships team here at Closer and Closer. And I have back with me my co-host, Dave Arcade.
Thanks, Andrea. I'm Dave Arcade, an artist on the Closer and Closer roster, but enough about me because it is my pleasure to introduce today's guest. Anna Pierce Bracke is an illustrator and designer based out of Borland, Sweden, and his illustrations are bright, dreamy, and beautiful depictions of the world around her. She has had the pleasure of working for various magazines, businesses, and more.
Welcome to the podcast, Anna. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks. I'm super excited to be here.
I feel like I say this every week now just because we've added so many artists to the roster this year, but you're a new artist on the roster, and I feel like these podcast episodes are like the best place. Obviously, they're for everybody else to get to know you and like learn more about you as an artist, but it's great because then I get to do it at the same time. Because, you know, we don't get as much FaceTime as I would probably like in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
I don't feel that way at all. No. I love it. I think it's great. It's
like of course you don't, Dave.
No, it's the best way to throw you in, like, with both feet to the deep end. It's just, like, talk to, you know.
Anna did tell me yesterday that when she applied to the podcast, in her head, she was like, I really hope they don't make me, or not to the podcast, to the roster. She was like, I really hope they don't make me do the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it so much that I'm too scared to be on it. And here I am. Yeah.
Conquering your fears.
Is it because of Andrea? Is that where the fear comes from, Andrea? Because every artist says this. And I assume it's because of her. She's very mean.
Yeah.
And judgmental.
I'm super intimidating.
She's very intimidating. I'm scared of her.
The 23-year-old marketing manager everyone's afraid of.
Yeah. She's a murderer. No, she really is. She's killed people.
Stop it. Aww. Someday somebody's going to listen to this podcast and call CPS on you, the cops on me, from all the jokes that Dave's made.
Oh, yeah. I have made a few jokes about terrorizing my family, haven't I?
Yeah. You made a lot of jokes, Dave. Yeah.
I know. I have a big mouth. My mouth has gotten me into a lot of trouble in my life. A lot.
We should start labeling this podcast as satire so that we can't get called out for anything we say.
We should have an interview with Dave, I think.
I know. I've been thinking about that recently, actually, that we need to bring you back on the podcast. But honestly, the main reason why I haven't is because I'm too intimidated to do the interview by myself. So I feel like I need another co-host to do it.
Yeah, just grab somebody. It could be Caden or another artist.
Yeah.
No, everyone, everybody on the roster is charming. Have you noticed this?
I know.
It's weird. I think it's just an artist thing. Maybe it's because we're all narcissistic, and so we're always working on ourselves. And so whenever we meet somebody, we're very presentable.
You guys are all just cool.
Yeah, but we're all narcissists too.
Okay. So. Anyways, this is not about Dave. Dave's episode will be coming up in the future, guys. Don't worry. But Anna, I want to start off with the same question I ask everybody, which is just, how did you get to where you are today? Take us through the whole creative journey, start to finish.
Okay, so this is a novel, a story of my life. But I guess most of the kids, I love to draw. Mm-hmm. And after high school, I thought I would work with my interest, being a graphic designer or something. But I was too scared. I thought that maybe if I do something that I like, it would take away all the fun. Mm. So I studied to be a hairdresser, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
And,
relevant to our previous conversation.
Yeah, I know. It's so much fun. But I got really problems with my back and my neck and everything. And I'm pretty short, so it was it wasn't good for my body. So I thought maybe I should do something else. So I'm also very interested in like people and behaviors and the human mind and everything. So I decided I would be like a social worker. And I also like to, you know, I wanted to help people. So this also brings us to like 2007, because that's when I witnessed the murder of my of a close friend of mine.
Oh my goodness.
And
I'm so sorry.
Like, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was
look
it
at my eyes.
Nice. Like
that is sorry. That's intense.
Just yeah, that I can't it, it was. And it totally like formed me and like who I am, I think.
Yeah, sure.
So I got a lot of I got a lot of problems with anxiety, or not now, but I did have and depression, and I was later diagnosed with PTSD. So I developed like social phobia. I couldn't go and, you know, buy food and stuff.
Oh wow.
But fast forward to 2015 when I took my BA in social work. And I was focusing on sociology. And I started work as a social worker, but I got burned out in really like half a year or something.
I'm sure after experiencing something like that, you know, going into a profession where you're constantly seeing traumatic things happening to people is not ideal.
It was tough, and I did like go to a lot of therapy, like all different kinds for like all my different problems. But because I live like in a really small city, so we didn't have these specialized PTSD therapies. So I was like, I didn't get my correct treatment until 10 years later.
Got it. Yeah.
So, but anyway, I got in like a crisis. I didn't know what to do with my life. I was like scared all the time. I lost all the fun, like all my joy. And the only thing that I actually could do, it was paint. I could paint. Like, that's also like the only thing that bring me some kind of joy.
Yeah.
I figured like that I had to do a choice, like either I let my fears decide, like because I wanted to, you know, shift my career. So, but I was scared, of course. Like I was about, I don't know, 28 maybe, and I had like a proper education and everything. It was like either I let my fears decide and I would probably be miserable like the rest of my life. Or I just throw myself out to the unknown, and maybe there's a little bit of hope for me. So I did the last one. I decided to take to go to Stockholm to go to a preparatory. I don't know if you call it preparatory art school.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
And after that, I go. I applied to the University of Gothenburg to study design. So I didn't know at this point that you could be an illustrator. Like many of us don't know. But I was like choosing between art or graphic design. So I was like always painting and like with watercolors and ink and oils. And during my time at the university, I still had this like anxiety and didn't feel well and had all these problems. And I was like in flight mode 24/7. So I mean, Gothenburg is a big city, and I found this therapist that is specialized in PTSD. After 10 years, I finally got like the treatment that I needed, and it's like the best thing that I've ever done. And I really want to encourage people, like if you're if you don't feel good, there's no shame like being asking for help or Yes, I think it's super important. And like during my time at the university, I applied to do an exchange semester at RISD. And I was like super, super scared. I cried for several weeks before I went. But I wanted to study illustration. So it's also like the best thing that I've ever done going to RISD. So I just like, I decided that like fear won't stop me anymore. Like this is my mantra. Fear won't stop me. And that's also why I'm on the podcast. Like fear
that's
won't
also
stop
why
me.
You're here.
This is like super scary. Yeah. And I'm super nervous, but I do want to do this. Like I have to, you know, remind me, like, if I don't want to do something, I have to, you know, stop and think and feel like, why don't I want to do this? Is it because mm-hmm. that it's not like aligned with my values, my goals, my dreams? Or is it because I'm like afraid of failure or mm-hmm. or into that? Like, so for this podcast, it's like, I'm afraid, like my English isn't that good and I'm afraid to, you know, say something wrong or yeah.
Yeah.
So then I just have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I went to RISD, I had like a vision, like I just knew that illustration is my thing. Like, this is what I need to do. This is what I can do. And I don't want to do anything else. Like, I can't go back. I just want to go forward. Like, follow my dream. Yeah. So after my BA in design, I started to work as a design assistant for a big fashion company in Sweden, where I mostly did prints for kids' fashion. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, me and my boyfriend decided to go back to Borlänge, which is a small town in Sweden. So that's when I started to like freelancing for like more real, but it was pretty hard in the beginning. So I worked at that grocery store as well. Mm. And for like 1 year back, I started my own business. Awesome. And I also took like a course in advanced graphic design. So I just to broaden my, what do you say, like toolbox.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. And now it's like I have gradually been able to reduce my time at the grocery store, and now I'm a full-time illustrator.
Yeah, awesome.
Living wow. the dream.
That is quite the tale, and it's just crazy because I mean, you know, we've met once before this, and just knowing you, like, you're so lovely and warm and easy to talk to and friendly that I would never guess that
Thank
like
you.
All of these experiences have caused this like fear in you. Like, I, you know, you seem so comfortable and confident, and I think that's such a testament to like how hard you've worked to find like this correct path for yourself, and just like how just how comfortable you are in your path and what you're doing now. It's really amazing to see, because I would have never guessed. I mean, like, I had no idea that you did social work before illustration, or that you had this whole path. Also, I roguely thought
Thank
that
you,
we were about the same age. So it's crazy to hear that.
I'm 34.
Yeah, I literally was like, oh, I feel like she could be like 25. It's just crazy to hear like this whole tale. And thank you for sharing it with us. I mean, I know it's difficult to, again, like you said, this is like another scary thing that we're doing. But I think it's amazing that you have this drive to push yourself out there, and you're so like ready to do what it takes to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, I am. Totally. And I just like, I don't want anyone to like feel sorry for me, like what I've been through. It's more like I want people to find maybe inspiration or like hope that you can get through like really like hard stuff.
Absolutely.
And don't give up your dreams, like keep pushing it. You can do it.
Yeah. No, it's, and this always sounds cold, but we don't feel sorry for you. I've only seen strength in the person that I'm talking to. And because of what
Thank
you've
you.
Overcome, it's usually pity usually happens when somebody's stuck in the middle and can't get out of the thing that's destroyed them. And that's not you. And I share the same sentiment with Andrea. Like, thanks for sharing that with us. This is fine. I like previous almost all guests don't really share stuff like this. But we all know it's there, you know, and those are the things that actually build us. It's not the thing that we saw that inspired us to draw something. It's like my sister died of cancer in 2009. That has shaped me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and she was my best friend. And I have a brother I never met because he died of SIDS when he was 6 months old. So as a little boy, I didn't have a brother to play with, and it made me sad. But then I later realized that, and this is not for this podcast, but let's just say that he helped me in a very miraculous way get to the next level in my life. And then it's like, wow. So all of these things build who we are. Tragedy builds who we are. Hardship.
Yeah.
Those are the things that like, that's the chisel and the hammer, right? That's what forms our personalities and our will and our drive and our desires and passions. And So I really appreciate you sharing that with us, because it's like now I'm getting to know the person, you know, which is what I personally care about.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, like, if I should share this, like, it maybe not be a good fit for the podcast, or, but at the same time, it, like, I think it's super important to talk about this stuff. Like, I mean, in social media and, like, in the society overall, like, we see this, like, really, you know, polished surface, and everyone's happy and it's perfect lives. And I mean, it isn't like that all the time. And we have to have, like, varieties, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so, I mean, it's just, again, like, so informative. And so even for the people that are literally just listening, because they're like, okay, but, like, I want to hear about her art. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, even just hearing about that journey and now seeing the artwork that you create, it's, like, so interesting to see how all of these things that you've gone through have informed even just, like, your style or the hunger that you have for your career. Because obviously, yeah, like, if you go through things like that and you experience that burnout that you experienced, you know, you experience the trauma that you did, yeah, you're going to want to do some bright, sunshiny things. You're going to want to, like, push as hard into something that you find that you really love as you can, because you know the opposite side of the coin really well, right? Like, you're familiar with.
It feels like, and it feels like I have, like, 10 years of happiness to, you know, I would just say recap or, like.
Yeah. You're trying to, what's the word, Dave? You're the only native English speaker here. Recuperate,
rejuvenate.
No, like, do it better. There's a word. So everyone listening is probably going to be like screaming the word at us.
Recapitulate.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
I think capitulate's like a capsule sized. I can't remember what it.
Make up for.
That's
the word.
In golf, it's called a mulligan when you get a redo. Are you talking about like a redo? There is a word. Now you've messed me up. I got to go, guys. I got to find out what this word is.
Mulligan's a great way to put it, though. Like, it really, this freelancing journey. And first of all, I mean, again, kudos to you, because I feel like you've really expedited the freelance, like, the process to freelance. Obviously, you had, like, all this other experience beforehand. But, like, I don't know, on our call yesterday, you were telling me you'd only really freelance for, like, a year or two. And now you're, like, you're on the roster and you've worked with such amazing clients. Like,
it's incredible.
You killed it. Like, you're crushing your mulligan, Anna.
I'm just so, like, I'm pinching my arm, like, every day. It feels like a dream. Like, oh, soon they will see who I am for real. And they will kick me out of the roster.
Yeah, trust me. I'm very familiar with the imposter syndrome. And it's something we talk about a lot, but, like, it's a hard one to beat. Mm-hmm. But you really are. Like, you're the real deal.
Yeah, it is.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
For real. You just said the real deal and I said for real, but I agree. That's, gosh, it's like all of the things, all the words that we need to say are going out of our brain. this is a good segue, though. As I was kind of re-examining your work last night, I always go back to the roster before an interview and look over the artist's work again. And then I start to form thoughts. And the first one was, there's an innocence to your work, you know? And I was like, and it's funny that I kind of went this way because I had another thought. And it looks like, and I mean this in like the best possible way, it looks like it came from the mind of a happy child, right? Like of like a genius happy child, because you have this level of polish to your work that I just adore. And, so I was like, is she trying to recapture her childhood? Which is fine, because I try to do that in some of my pieces. Mm-hmm. But then, or is she an unending optimist, like a supreme optimist? And then I had the thought of, or is this her solution to pain? Or is this her escape, right? And I want you to tell us, but I had that
That's
thought.
Interesting.
That thought, and I was like, well, let's stick with the positive here. But based on what you've told us, it probably is maybe more the latter mixed with a little bit of what I just mentioned. But why don't you tell us, like, how have you maintained this? Like, first off, you take the question and run with it, like why you do what you do. But I also am curious how you have carried this sort of unending optimism and this innocence into adulthood. and it just shines through your work? If that's a really crazy, weird question, but you know what I'm saying.
No, it's fine. I think it's like a super like nice compliment like for my work. Because I want to do like happy stuff, like positive stuff. And I was a happy child.
Good.
Had a really great like childhood. Yeah. And like my parents read me a lot of stories, and like my dad, he just came up with these like imaginary stories that he came up with, not from a book or anything, like he just made them up.
Oh, that's cool.
And I played a lot like in the woods and nature, and yeah, I draw a lot. So I guess like I've always been like curious of the world around me. And I'm also, I am positive. Like, I rather see opportunities than, like, obstacles. Mm-hmm. But, like, as I said, like, I thought this question was kind of hard. And it made me, like, reflect on my own work in a way that I haven't. So I had to, like, look back what I did before. And I just noticed that my work hasn't always been like this, happy and colorful, and you know, like when I studied design, I drew dead horses. Sounds just so strange, but I did.
We all draw weird stuff. It's yeah. We're artists, you know.
But it was like I wanted to do like a nice pattern. Like at first sight, it looks beautiful, and then you look closer, and there's dead horses. Oh. And but I actually have this, like, I do think I have this pattern on my Instagram. Like, if you scroll down, like, way
I'm scrolling
down.
Right now. I'll send it when I find it.
It's a black and white illustration. And I also did like more serious stuff. I did a book that was like a comment on how our society looks at bodies, like especially fat bodies. And I want to show like that a body is a body, it's a form. And just because you're fat, it's like you're not an object that are like free to be commented on. Mm-hmm. So I did like these self-portraits of my own body and surrounded them with like plants and greens. So all made in gouache. And it actually won the Young Swedish Design Award 2018. Awesome. So I'm super proud of.
That's really cool.
I have some pictures of it on my Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Are you sad that I have now won that award 4 years in a row and I'm not even Swedish? I'm just kidding. Are you sad that
you
I've won
know
that?
If you're...
That's my, I lie all the time. So just ask me if I'm lying, and then I'll tell you that I am.
Probably you will be.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, derailed the conversation.
No worries. Okay, so yeah, and I also like did this painting when my father got cancer. So he was diagnosed with cancer the same year as the murder. So it was a tough year.
Yeah.
Wow. But also, yeah, that you can also find that one on my Instagram. This is marketing, Andrea.
Yeah. 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 You've been doing marketing.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think it's I think you have something there, Dave. Like about my work, why I'm doing this colorful stuff. That it might be like something that came out from like all the pain, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Andrea is, I just realized she's sending links.
Yeah, to the pieces she's talking about. We'll put these in the show notes too, so people can see them.
Yeah, I am blown away with your raw ability for your, so your style like is stylized, right? Like but when you get down to brass tacks, as they say, which is another word for when you're not messing around, you are masterful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful piece of your dad.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know what it's called in English, but he has like this, he had this cancer on, in the throat. Like when you talk, you have this
your vocal cords.
It was esophageal, cancer of the esophagus.
At the cords, like
at the vocal cords.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
They're called vocal cords. Mine are called power cords.
Thank you, Dave.
That's a musical reference. Sorry. Power cords are what punk rock is made from. Anyway.
Yeah.
Stupid joke.
You should talk to my boyfriend. He's all about guitars and
Heck yeah. I love talking about guitars. Mm-hmm. I've tried to talk about music on here, and sports and music don't fly on this podcast.
Hey, I love music.
Okay.
But I have different references.
Sorry, nerdy musical gear
conversations.
Okay. I still remember when I tried to talk about Babe Ruth with you, and who was it?
Monique.
Yeah, Monique Amy. And you were just like, who's Babe Ruth? I was like, do you know who Babe Ruth is, Hannah?
Not the bunch for that.
No, I'm sorry.
She's Swedish. How did she know who Babe Ruth is?
But I promise to check it out. I promise. You can write it down here.
Back to Anna's work. I do think it, because I'd never scrolled this far back on your Instagram. And it is so interesting to see how your style's evolved, because it's completely different. And I love that it's kind of just, that this question caused you to reflect, because I think, I feel like a lot of artists on the roster, again, maybe it's because of the imposter syndrome. I don't know why it is, but they don't really, I don't want to say take their work seriously, because I know that you all do, like, you take your craft very seriously. But I think there's a tendency when you're an artist to talk about your work and kind of like talk it down, and like try to simplify it and be like, I just like draw what I like. And, I make pictures. I've always liked drawing. So I think it's always good to take a moment and like really think about, okay, but because everything you do is intentional. It just might be a little bit further back in the brain. But I love that. I think it's great.
Yeah. But I think it's like, I did so much stuff that it was like pretty heavy. Like it was also the violence against women and that kind of stuff. Like it was heavy subjects. So now I'm more like into like having fun. Like I need to be lighten up.
I
don't have to save the world today.
Yeah. But it's okay to save it sometimes, It's like
of course.
Like the piece with your dad, that's like the perfect opportunity. It's funny that you just nailed that piece. Like it's executed so beautifully. That's the kind of work that terrifies me. I'm always really in awe of artists who take on these huge subjects, especially like one that's so close to you, at our family.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm always like, I'm not the guy to do it. Like, it's like, well, who else is going to do it if you don't do it? It's your family, right? But I just stay away from that stuff, because there's no area that terrifies me more when it comes to failure than trying to capture something that just kind of happens to you once, whether it's marriage or death, and then put yourself on the spot to capture it. So I respect the hell out of you for taking that on.
Thank you.
Fitting memorial. It's very cool. And like, if I'm not making it clear, I think it's the bravest thing you can do as an artist.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, like, he's still alive. He made it.
Well,
yeah,
that's even better. This whole time, I'm like, I'm wondering in the back of my head if he's gone. I didn't want to bring it up, because how do you ask?
You're free to ask. It's totally okay. Yeah.
Hey, good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah, well, and I think it's great. It's great. And I think that, like Dave said, you captured it so beautifully. And I think it's so cool to see that you're capable of doing basically anything with your artwork. It's so impressive, like going back and seeing how it started and kind of where you're at now. And yeah, it's just beautiful. I love it. I'm a huge fan.
Like diversity and like intersectionalism. Mm-hmm. You say that in English as well?
Yeah.
In my pieces. So I think that's super important as well. Like we have a responsibility as illustrators, like how and like what we create. And like people will see what we're doing and it has an impact on people. So absolutely. I think we have like a responsibility in our pieces.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of putting it. Is it okay if my responsibility is just to try to capture stuff that's badass? Because yeah, that's the only responsibility I feel.
That's amazing.
I think your work is like amazing. And I told Andrea this like yesterday, I think, that I was like super inspired by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like going, on our last going. Crash course. Yeah, I knew you would say this. And I knew this. but seriously, like we had this crash course on Friday. And we saw some of your stuff, and it was like this isometric illustration. And I heard you talking about this like on the podcast as well. And it made me like check it out on the Procreate. You have this grid, and I never like understood how to use the isometric grid. Like, why should I do that? Like, I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And you made me like get it, like, oh, right, I understand on. Now. So thank you. Yeah.
You should do an isometric piece. Like, you would love it.
And yeah, I done it. Yeah. And I will do it. Like, so I just hope that's okay with you. That isometric.
It's not my thing. I want more artists to do it because that particular isometric angle is usually reserved for like cities. I'm going to draw a city and a bunch of people going to stores. And when I started doing it, I was thinking like an art director. I was like, okay, if these were physical objects, what would I make? If I had an unlimited budget, what would I make? How would I arrange them? And then that's it, right? And then I was like, well, I'd make things that are large scale and things that are small scale and put them all together. And I remember when Alejandro, Perea. Yeah, I was screw up his last name. Came on the roster and he started doing isometric stuff that was better than mine. It made me mad. but I was like, hold on, there's a whole world out here of this really cool style that's like polluted with all this really dumb stuff. Not his stuff was rad, and I'll, you know, so you should do it because it's kind of an untapped area of art that needs to be reimagined. So I would love to see an Anna isometric piece with how cool your stuff
is. Yeah. I've done 2 sketches already.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see
it. It's like super simple. Like, it isn't like the universe that you create, but it's like just, you know, something simple. Yeah.
Well, you'll get to the point where there's so much isometric reference. That's why I pack a lot of stuff in those pieces. So if you don't be afraid to just like, if you need a little bit of help, I don't know, like if you, when you're drawing stuff, refuse.
I would love that.
Yeah. Just. Like, I've had to draw, like, horns and stuff. I'm like, how the hell do you draw a freaking isometric trumpet?
Yeah.
I'll just Google it, and they're like, oh, there it is. So that you can pack a lot of stuff in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of reference out there.
That's amazing.
Perfect. It's so great seeing you guys inspire each other.
No, it's awesome. Very cool. We are having a little inspiration
moment.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love it. No, I love it. Also, this is kind of unrelated, but something that I do and that I was just thinking of is I've been like wanting a tattoo by one of our artists for like a while now, but I just like can't, I'm indecisive. And Anna, I think you might be a front runner for like who I would want to design a tattoo for me. So if you're ever bored, hit me up and I can be a personal
project. Are you serious?
I think that would be sick.
It's because
oh my God.
I'm telling you, you have this cool thing that like it's, well, your stuff is rad anyway, but it's the rendering, right? Like the.
Yeah.
I don't mean to insult your intelligence, Andrea, but
I don't know what to say.
You know what I mean by rendering, right? Like she for lack of a better term, she shades everything, right? Like her stuff has volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's really sick, and I love it. And yeah, I have one tattoo right now, and it's like a little pink cowboy hat on my ankle. So I think it would just fit the vibe really well.
Love that.
Yeah.
I gotta ask. I gotta just take a little. What? Why pink cowboy hat?
I'll show you here. Wait, it's right here. Little pink cowboy hat.
Oh, that's so nice.
And
so
it's cute. From my favorite movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, if you have not seen it. Oh. I love that movie. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. I never shut up about
it.
It's
awesome.
And it's Clementine, like when she's a kid and she like helps Joel when he has to kill the pigeon. she's like wearing a little pink cowboy hat and like a really cute little dress.
Oh, spoilers. I mean, let's come on.
I mean, okay. That really has, I mean, not that it has nothing to do with the overall plot, but like you could watch that whole movie and like have no idea where that's coming. So I don't count that as a spoiler.
I love that that's your favorite movie. So I, fun fact, I've only watched that movie one time because it's so good. I don't want to ruin it with a second watch, but I probably should watch it again.
It's impossible to ruin. It's literally the best movie I've ever seen in my life. I cry so every good. Time I watch it. It's so good. Highly recommend for people who haven't heard it. But anyways, I would love an Anna tattoo if you're ever feeling bored and want to design something like that.
Oh my God.
You got to give her an idea. You got to tell her like something or else she'll just make like a what she wants and then you might not
like it. I'm very open. I don't know. I mean, I literally... Yeah. I walked into the tattoo shop with no idea.
You can make a back piece of my father. On your back.
Like, this isn't my dad, but.
Yeah, I'm like, this is somebody's dad. Not mine, but somebody else's. Awesome. Okay, well, I have another question. It feels really lame after Dave's really, really good question. So I'm a little bit annoyed that I have to ask it now. But again, because you're a newer artist on the roster and also because you're pretty early into your freelance career, I want to hear more about the kind of projects that you want to work on. I know Dave and I just threw two completely different ideas of like isometric work and tattoos, but like if you were in, you know, if you could get
combine those.
Yeah. Ooh, true. That would be pretty crazy.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like if you could work on any kind of project in the world, like what is your dream project? What do you wish you would get hired more for? Because also something that I think about like your style and the work you've done is that you've done a lot of editorial and your style feels like very specific. So I'm interested to see like, where would you want to take it? If you could take it to like the ends of the earth, like shoot for the stars, what would you want to do and why?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I would love to do more like everything. That's such a boring answer, but like advertising, like campaigns, products maybe.
Yeah.
And like one of my big dreams is to work for like Nike, Adobe, Google, Disney. You know,
Disney?
Yeah, that would be so cool. Yeah,
I would love to see a Disney piece by you. That would be sick.
Nike, hire Anna and me. Like, seriously, what is taking Nike, what's taking so long? I think I even have it in my bio, like, Nike, where are you at?
Let's it's add literally Anna a to logo. The list.
Maybe we should do a campaign together. It's like, Nike, hire us. Like, let's
get
it over.
I can render your piece, like, with my textures.
That would be sick.
That would be so nice.
That would be awesome.
Sure.
That was so weird, like this just pause in the universe, like people in a different city even just stopped for a second. What were you gonna say? I was gonna let you talk, so you were about to say something.
I was just gonna say I wish that the artists on our roster, I know some of them have, but I wish you guys would collaborate more on like personal work, because
me too,
we have such like a wide range of artists and like you guys all do such different things. I really, really wish you would collaborate more.
Well, this is a great idea. We had something a couple years ago called, I got to stop leading away from Mike, the guy editing. He's like, hey, Dave, what? So it was called Copycats. And I took one of Carmi's pieces. And I'm getting old and people's names just go out of my head the moment I think about them. It was so much fun. I just took one of her pieces and did it in my style. But I like this idea more, where you tag up with an artist who has a skill that you don't have. So like, yeah, I do a piece and then you render it. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that is really
It would be interesting, like super fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't do the whole, we would collaborate on the piece. I make all the art and all the decisions, okay? When it's time for you. I didn't mean it that way. It just would be, you're right. We should collaborate more because it's, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, I bring my massive 8,000 followers to your pool. And how many followers do you have on Instagram?
And I only have like a thousand followers.
Shut up.
1,154.
I don't mean shut up. I said that's really rude, but that blows my mind. Well, hold on. Yeah. That's ridiculous. You're in the same boat as me.
I've been trying to get my work out there and it's impossible. Well, but now I think with Andreas, like, you know, your strategies.
I hope so.
It will get better.
Yeah. I think you'll kill it. Yeah. And yeah, I know. I actually also was like so surprised when I saw that Anna didn't have like a million followers. I was like, hello? Are people seeing this?
It'll change. You're going to start to follow on Andrea's tips. And I bet you by this time next year, you have more followers than I do. I'm serious.
We'll have her back on the podcast just to check in on that.
Yeah.
That progress.
Are you doing your social strategies though?
Am I doing them?
Yeah, he's working on it.
I just started. Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. I got my office is really taking me out of, I'm telling you, it's like, it's too much work.
Dave is stubborn. We love him, but he's stubborn.
I'm just kidding with you.
No, I know.
Do you want to go with your last question? I also, guys, my questions were bad this round. I'm sorry, Anna. I picked bad questions. My last one is the same exact thing as Dave's second question. So I'm just going to let you take it, Dave, and then we'll close it out after.
Oh, no. Do you know what? That's my bad. Like, just for our listeners, Andrea is crazy diligent about getting her questions in, and I suck at it. And I always do it the night before because I think about it too much, and then I put it off. And I read that question. You know, I'm going to just ask it just so the listener's like, well, what did she ask? Andrea asked, what compels you to use such bright, sugary, sweet colors and motifs to your work? I love that question. Let's do combine it with my question. So keep that in mind, Anna. And then I love, we've talked about your rendering. It is like absolutely like the staple of your work. Without question, everything in one of your pieces is rendered, which is a huge commitment. And now talking to you, I feel stupid. This is twice now that I like went the wrong direction with one of your questions when I had a hunch. And I was like, there's no way that she like, this has got to be digital. And it might be. But you are like a, for lack of a better term, like a classically trained painter, working oils for hell's sakes, which is amazing. So what's your question, Dave? Oh, I want to know. I want to know what program, like for our listeners, like what programs you work in, and if you wouldn't mind walking us through kind of how you do a piece from start to finish, and. Let's get Andre's question in there about these colors that you use because your palettes are incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So to start with like the colors, I was super scared of colors before. I mostly like black and white. And when I like started to use colors, I had like very saturated palettes. And when I was at Gristy, I started learning about colors and I got like inspired by other artists. And I started also to, you know, notice and like analyze where like different illustrators or like illustrations. And it just came down to like all of the illustrators have like really bright color palettes. So I guess like I should use that too. And, you know, just try it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started to use more colors, and here's also like marketing thing, because I think I will like get up a tutorial for Reels.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, nice.
Like
that
how you
so
can
cool.
Get the hang of contrast.
Yeah.
Just a little tip. Yeah, because I had trouble with like contrast before.
It's a color thing, right? Like if you're just rendering something out and using value, contrast is a little, right? Once you get into colors, like, oh, I'll use purple next to this blue and it should have enough contrast, and it doesn't. And you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
You got to go in and retool or retune everything. So I still have this problem. I would love to hear how you solve it. And it sounds like you're going to do a 4-hour tutorial on it. Oh, that's great.
It's super quick. Like, do you want me to tell you now or should I?
Sure. Yeah, I've got to work today. I've got to color things today. So yes.
Okay. So because I'm working in Photoshop like 90% of my time.
Okay.
Cool. So if you have like a layer on top of all the other layers that is like solid white, you click on the, you know, where you can choose like multiply and all that kind of stuff.
Blending modes, yeah.
And then you go, I have my Photoshop in Swedish. So this will be interesting. Oh my God, this is such a cliffhanger. Did you say cliffhanger? Okay, so it's called like, it's a blending mode that turns your piece into black and white. So then you can see the contrast. Oh. You want to have like a lot of contrast in your piece. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got to be the white layer on top.
Yeah.
You don't
on
have
top.
That.
It, yeah.
You know what? Just as you're talking, yeah. I'm gonna find the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna fill it with white and act like nothing's
going on. I
think
it's like
on
the
here.
One, like last one.
Luminosity, color. Is it color? Is it the second?
Yeah, it can
one?
Be color. Yeah, maybe.
Any of
it should
last...
be like black and white, and then you can have.
It is. It's the last.
And you can see like if you have.
In the last category. Very last one won't do it, but color, saturation, you all do the thing you're talking about.
Oh.
That is wild. Know that you could.
Yeah.
But the key, listeners, is to have a white fill layer on top of everything and then go to hue, saturation, or color, and it instantly gives you black and white. That is a dope little tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like it can really make your piece pop, I think. Like if you have colors that you think are, like, as you said, like, have a big contrast, but it don't. It will just turn out like lame, or you know, yeah.
But then you go back once you see the values and how close they are to each other. Then you go back and adjust the color based on the little test, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Perfect. That is great.
Genius.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
So yeah, but I do like all my sketching in Procreate on my iPad, so I can just, you know, move around and I can sit outside or.
And you pull it
and then
Photoshop?
I just like.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. Keep going.
No worries. I was finished. Yeah, I put it in Photoshop.
And that's where you do all your rendering.
Yeah, so nice. I start like blocking in colors so I get them right, and then it's all about the rendering, like cross hatching almost everything.
What do you make your own brushes or do you use the default brushes?
I use the Kyle's brushes. I did a little tweak on one of them, yeah.
Oh, did you say Kyle Webster?
Yeah.
I met that guy.
You did?
Nice mic.
At Adobe.
I'm almost starstruck by you, Dave.
I've met Kyle Webster. I don't know if you heard of him. It goes God, Michael Jordan, and then Kyle Webster. No, I was with, I did Adobe Live, and I was with Christina Arth, and she... Cool. She yells across the cafeteria. She goes, "Kyle Brush," and he looks at her, and she's like, and she goes, "Like, I just call him Kyle Brush. Like, his last name is Webster." She's like, "I didn't even know." So she's a funny lady.
That's so
anyway.
Funny.
Yeah,
yeah, that was awesome. No, and I love your colors. They're so fun, and it's so funny to hear you be like, "Yeah," just one day was like, "I should just try this out," and then it worked, and now it's like your signature look. I love them.
I am happy to hear that you do this in Photoshop. There was part of me that was like, if she, you clearly have the capability to do, it just for my own confidence, I'm glad that like, I wouldn't be so devastated to know that somebody on earth freaking paints this stuff on canvas and.
Oh no. But it's like, it's so easy to use like digital, painting, I think. I mean, you can always like erase, like if you change your mind, you can go back like a couple steps. You can like draw with like light colors above dark colors without question. Like, there's no problem. I love that stuff.
Hold on. Yes, but I gotta copy and paste something into the chat. That we don't usually do this. but your lighting is so realistic. Like, you can just turn it on whenever you want. I thought that you had taken a photograph of, I'm looking
it's
at like
a photo.
Oh, but you've painted over it.
The black and white is a photo. And then I just like, draw the other stuff above it.
Again, I'm glad to know that because I thought I was thinking, I don't want you to be better than me. Oh, that's great.
You don't have anything to worry about, Dave.
these conversations for me, the guests always talk about how nervous they are. They're just as brutal for me because I go through your work, like I said, the night before and have all my confidence crushed because I'm like, oh, they're amazing. I'll talk to the amazing person tomorrow.
Dave, we got to get you back on as a guest to build that confidence back up.
Yeah. Well, it's if everyone in my family didn't tell me I was stupid all the time, then maybe
that would probably help. Awesome. Well, this has been lovely. I know we're almost at time, so I want to get wrapping up. But first of all, Anna, thank you so much for being just like so open and like willing to talk about this stuff. I think it's always so fun when like, yeah, our artists come.
Thank you.
It's ready to gab, you know? It's a great time. My last question for you is easy. You got this. It's just, can you tell the people where they can find you and your work?
Yeah, sure. So I have my website. It's Anna Pers Brekke. Okay, I should take this in English. Anna Pers Brekke. .com. And it's the same on Instagram.
Love so, it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, everybody go follow her because we know she doesn't have, she needs way more followers on Instagram. Yeah. Come on, listeners, you're slacking. Following all the roster. but yeah, this is so lovely.
You're so welcome. And
I'm so excited to just continue getting to know you and getting to see your work. This is going to be so fun.
Me too.
And thank you so much for being here.
I just followed you, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
We got one
more. Thank you, Dave. I followed you for a long time.
I always feel terrible when it says follow back. You're like, I didn't know you were following me. I'm so...
Yeah. Like,
I almost want to send a message every time. Like, I didn't know you were following me, but I just followed you.
So. Oh, you're so much fun.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to the Closer and Closer podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review to receive the latest episodes. You don't want to miss some of the incredible conversations that we have coming up. They'll be full of powerful insight to help you reach your full creative potential. To find out more about us, visit www.closerandcloser.co. If you're a fan of the Closer and Closer podcast, then you're probably a fan of the Closer and Closer roster too. Spending an hour of your day with them is fun, but did you know there's an even better way to keep up with everything our roster's up to? Sign up for our weekly newsletter, The Dose, to get fresh inspiration from our artists every single week, along with email notifications every time we upload a new episode and exclusive freebies from time to time. Head to the show notes to get signed up and stay in the loop.